Our scripture lesson this morning is from James 2, 14 through 18. Please feel free to follow along in your own Bible, pew Bible, or on the screen. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill, and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and by my works will show you my faith. The word of God for the people of God.
Be to God. Thank you, Nyla. By my works, I will show you my faith. I'm Pastor Tom Palmer, a work in progress person and pastor in a work in progress congregation. So if you're a guest with us today and you don't have it all together all the time, you've come to the right place, a place of grace for almost 100 and... Next Sunday, 140 years, celebrating God's grace in this place. A place where all are beloved, all belong, and all can become the person God has created us to be by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and His gift to us. By the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have been baptized into the love of God. And we are the beloved children of God. Can you say that with me? We are the beloved children of God. Do you mean that? Say it one more time. We are the beloved children of God. You know, when Jesus was baptized, He came out of the water. And the Holy Spirit came upon Him in the form of a dove. And this was the word of God over him. You are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Jesus didn't just do that for us. He's our older brother. He did that for himself. He did that for us. So that word over us is, you are my beloved daughter. You are my beloved son. With you, I am well pleased. That's our baptismal identity. And when we claim that, it matters. Jesus claimed that baptismal identity. I was reminded by that this week by a great Catholic writer by the name of Henry Nouwen. When he said after Jesus' baptism, after he was declared in that moment to be the beloved son, what happened right after that? He was driven into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And the devil tempted him with a different identity. An identity to be defined by what you do. Be a bread maker. To be defined by the popularity around him. How people say about him. By doing something. Wow! Jump off the temple and watch the angels catch you in this miracle. And everyone will applaud. Everyone will say you're the greatest ever. The greatest show on earth. Popularity, what people say about us, be defined by that. Or if you just bow down and worship me, and all the kingdoms of the earth and all their wealth will be yours. Define yourself by wealth in the bottom line, by appearances. And Jesus said, no, because none of those identities, while they might lift us up in the moment, none of them last. Wealth will not last. The wealthiest person, the Forbes 100 list, every one of them will come to a day where their net worth on this planet, in terms of dollars, is zero. Every person that defines themselves by popularity, polls go up and polls go down. What people say about us, the number of likes we have on a Facebook or a social media post or an Instagram post does not define us. We are not defined by what we do. There'll come a day when we're not as productive. Their productivity is up and down. Jesus said, you are defined by that which is eternal. And that is the love of God for you. You are my beloved daughter. You are my beloved son. And the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus. And the Holy Spirit comes upon us. Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. That baptismal promise is ours. We are the beloved children of God. And if the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon us, if we've experienced the love of God, then we can express the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. If the Holy Spirit provides that love, then we can love. What are some of the fruits of the Spirit? Love and joy and peace. It's not something we conjure up. It's a gift from God. Patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness. The love of God leads us to do things like roll up our sleeves and give blood or to go out and combine Holy Spirit with holy sweat with a work project outside or inside. Or going to Market Street or Kroger or Tom Thumb and getting items for CCA or for SAC Summer Hunger, the weekend back program during the school year. There's so many ways that we can be inspired by the love of God to serve today and in the days to come. Or it may be opening our home for a neighbor or two that are maybe a different background through our ministry called the People's Supper. We got that started about 40 this past Wednesday. We're trained to open their homes and break bread and build bridges. Or it could be through prayer for our community, through our 140 hours of prayer beginning Monday at 1:40. We're going to celebrate through prayer the 140 hours until next Sunday at 9:40, but we're not going to give up 10 minutes for we're not going to fudge that. But to pray for our community. And I've got to tell you, I'm seeing a lot of names of people who are signed up to pray for 15 minutes. I'm not seeing as many from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I'm not seeing as many of those names. And you may ask, why would we do that? Why would we get up in the middle of the night to pray? Well, some of us are up in the middle of the night anyway, so I'll just claim that. But I'll say why we're getting up in the middle of the night to pray for somebody, because someone in Capel is up and they're worrying about their parents or they're worrying about their finances or they're worrying about their children. There are people that are up and someone's crying, Lord. And so we will get up and pray 15 minutes for our community, because that's one way to express God's love for our community. Because the Holy Spirit has poured God's love into our hearts. That's our baptismal identity as the blood children of God. We can love one another. We can love in Jesus' name. And we can love even when we don't feel like it. Because I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I feel like it, you know. But sometimes I don't feel like it. I don't feel like loving. I'm a pastor. I'm called to do this. But sometimes my feelings aren't there. Am I alone? Do y'all always feel like it? Do you always feel like singing on Sunday morning? Do y'all? Do you ever get up on Sunday morning and just kind of say, maybe I won't this Sunday? You know, you felt that. You felt that. We all sometimes will feel that way. I remember we had a pastor when I was real little. In the little Methodist church I grew up in, there was a little store across the street, across Finney Street from the little Methodist church. There was a little store, and they had all kinds of treats there in that little store. They had Hostess Twinkies. They had Hostess Cupcakes. They had candy bars out, you know, just all kinds of things. Clark bars, all things that don't even sell anymore. All kinds of goodies in that little store. And there was a temptation on Sunday morning. There was a temptation instead of going to church, you know, to sneak over to the little store. Well, one day, Brother Jack Gray was at the door and saw some boys as they were on their way. And he said, boys, where are you going? As they were going to get their Hostess Twinkies and their Big Red or RC Cola. And they said, well, one of them was honest enough and said, Brother Jack, we just don't feel like church this morning. And Brother Jack said this. He said, you know, Jesus didn't feel like dying on the cross on Good Friday. But where would we be if Jesus just lived by his feelings? Manipulative? Yeah. Maybe a little. But it's true. Where would we be if the people back in 1879 said, you know, there's a lot of work involved in getting a church going, building this church. That's a lot of work. I don't feel like it. Where would we be if Jesus went by his feelings, if the pioneers that started this church just went by their feelings? But we go by faith, faith in the one who's loved us. We are the beloved children of God. Even when we don't feel loved, we are loved. You are loved. You're the beloved daughters and sons of God. And when we accept that, when we live into that, and when we step out in faith, James says faith without loving works is dead, but faith combined with that step of faith, a loving work in Jesus' name, that's when faith comes alive. That's when faith comes alive, when we take a step of faith, when we don't feel like it. God has a way of meeting us there, pouring out his love on that moment, and our faith becomes alive. We got some folks that are going to be coming sharing about how their faith has come alive. Come on up. Or if you're sharing today, I'm grateful to God for these that are coming to share. I know many of you could share as well, and I want to hear some of your stories about how your faith has been energized by taking a step of faith, of loving faith. But we're going to start this morning. Pastor Rick, I think we have a microphone somewhere. And if you wouldn't mind just sharing your name and your ministry, and then a little bit about how your faith has been recharged through this ministry, a little bit about this ministry.
Hi, I'm Julia Muma. The main ministry that I volunteer with is Project Transformation. For those of you who don't know, that is a reading program that goes on in Dallas for kids in underserved communities. I just feel so privileged to help with this program because reading is so important to anybody's success in life. And then we also get to work with these amazing interns. I hope you all heard them come speak at our church, but they are just kind of re-energize you and make you feel like the next generation is coming along just fine.
Yeah, very cool.
Hi, I'm Leslie Hicks, and I am the the chair of the mission team, and I want to invite you all, and I hope every one of you will dip your toe in and try something if you haven't done mission before. I want you all to feel the joy that comes with being God's hands and feet on earth. I'm reading a book, and the pastor said, I feel closest to God and the most thrill in living when I am serving with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Yeah. And that really is true. And I mean, the deepest thrill in living and being closest to God. So I want you all to dip your toe in if you haven't done mission before today, this week. And if you have, I want you to dip it in deeper and even maybe wade in up to your knees. And what I did, I just jumped right in last year and closed my eyes and went for it and said I was going to go to Juarez. And then the hurdles came. My husband didn't want me to go. My mom didn't want me to go. My work did not want me to go. And the Hondurans were coming. And there was going to be a border crisis, and there were lots of hurdles. But every time there was a hurdle, I kept saying, I can do this. Somebody doesn't want me to do this. I can do this. I can do it. And I did. And I met the poorest people I've ever met. But those people were the happiest, most joyful, hardworking, loving people I've ever met. It was amazing, and it was amazing what it did for me. When I came back, my heart was full. My soul was full. I needed nothing. It was beautiful, and I want everyone here to feel that. So this week, go out and dip your toe, or dip your toe deeper, and feel some of that joy. I didn't have any special skills. one day Rick and I, we just happened to be the tallest people there. And so that was our job, to stand there and hold our arms up. So anybody can do it. Here's Dorothy.
Hi, I'm Dorothy, and I brought two helpers along with me. We're members of the Peacemakers group. And you don't see much of us. The only time you see us is when we participate in the special giving sales. But we do a lot of things behind the scenes. We've been going since 2011. We started with a group of seven, and we decided we would make dresses for Dress the Girl around the world. And this provides dresses for girls who may not have ever had a dress. And having a dress gives them a little bit of self-esteem, and it also helps protect them from predators who may be looking for a girl to steal. So we hope we've helped a lot of girls. We've sent a lot of dresses. And we also decided we would make quilts for Project Linus. You may have heard about that. A lot of quilt shops and a lot of quilt guilds make quilts and give to children who are long-term hospitalization. And we've made a bunch of quilts for Project Linus to help brighten their rooms. And then we decided we would do other things. We've done a lot of projects, but we are only going to talk about a few. Like I said, you see us at the special giving. Well, we've kind of decided to just do that every other year and do something special for our community the other years. This year, we decided to help the two rehab centers, the one on Sandy Lake and the one on Vista Ridge, and we're making lap quilts for them. And we also found they needed some wheelchair or walker accessory bags, and we're also going to help them with whatever we can. But we'll get back to we're still making quilts for Project Linus and dresses. We still have seven women who come regularly to meetings, and we have several others who work from home making the dresses. Let's see. We are not just a group of women who sew. We have become friends, and we enjoy getting together and making things for other people. The thing is, we don't get to see the faces of the people who receive our items because we give them to someone in between. We give them to an organization who gives them to the children, or we give them to others. We're hoping that giving to our community, to the rehab centers, we'll be able to see some of these people and see their faces when they receive our gifts. So today, we're doing something a little different. We're asking for your help to come and stuff pillows. We have made almost 100 pillows that are especially helpful for people who have had surgery of their neck, their chest, or their abdomen, or people who are vertically challenged.
Yeah.
Sorry. To help keep that seatbelt pressure off their neck. I know I have trouble with that. I'm always fighting the seatbelt when I'm driving. That seatbelt just seems to be right against my neck. So anyone who wants to stuff one for themselves, or you have a friend, a neighbor, a relative you know who could use one, please stop by and stuff a pillow, and we'll try to get it finished. We'll try to sew the opening shut for you so you can take it with you. If not, you can leave it, and we'll have them stuffed and ready by next weekend because we have a meeting Tuesday night. So we just have so much fun together. When we were working on the Women of the Bible quilt, we received little stories about each of the 50 women that we made a block for, and some of those stories were funny. Some of those stories were really fun. We found out some things we didn't know about some of these women. So we're looking forward to doing this again by studying 100 men of the Bible starting in January. And we receive these patterns online, two at a time or whatever, and then we're going to make the blocks and use them for whatever. We're going to use some of them for our lab quilts for the rehab centers. Maybe some of the blocks we will use with children's fabric for Linus Project, whatever. But we're going to have fun. We know some of the stories are going to be about people we didn't really know about before.
Yeah.
So we also want new ideas. So anyone who has a few hours a week who can sew a little bit at home, or if you just want to come to the meetings, have a good time with us. We do all kinds of things at the meetings, like we sort our strips, we sort our blocks, we sort things. We sometimes cut out our patterns, and then we take them home and sew them together. We also try to keep track of what's going on with each other and their families. So we just have a good time, and we feel like we hope we are making a difference in a lot of people's lives. So come and join us. Come out after the service and stuff a pillow and find out more about us.
Very good. Thank you, Dorothy, so much. That's beautiful. And Gail and Kelly, thank you for sharing with us this.
I've got my own here, so that's kind of cool. So I'm going to follow up on Leslie's going to Juarez. I went for the first time, and it's a great trip. And I don't know if any of y'all have felt this way. Sometimes when you're in church, you're saying, is this all there is? Sorry, Pastor. And when it's that time, you need to get out. And so this trip to Juarez is 5 days. And for those of y'all who can't take a week off, but maybe you can take 3 days off to go down and help work with a home that we've contributed $5,000 to for a family to live in that will have plumbing in it and electricity, which is awesome. But going on this, it was really cool going there. And the first day we get there, and we get in there and we start painting. And it's kind of warm, but we start painting, and we're just having a good time. And then it's time for us to go. And so we work in Juarez, but we stay the night in El Paso. But then the family came after their work, and they worked almost the whole night finishing the paint job so that they could move into their new house that we helped build for them that morning, and we helped them move in. And that was just awesome.
Yeah.
And then we got started on another one. And then we got to tear down one. And these homes that they live in are crates with paper, kind of like sheetrock, to keep the elements out. And we knocked that down, getting ready to have a foundation. And so the money that we do that with goes to help them, because they use local people to build the foundation and build the structure. And then we go in to help move in and finish painting. And it's just a great time for 5 days to be together. But it gets on you on the edge of ministry. And I think that's where the power of the Holy Spirit is the greatest for our lives. And if you haven't tried it, you need to. Because it makes ministry exciting.
Amen. I had a chance to do a little bit of that in Costa Rica in this last spring break. And again, my experience is that through 32 years of ministry, when people kind of take that step of doing something in mission, that's when faith comes alive. If faith without works is dead, as James says, faith with those loving works, something just comes to life within us. And so I just thank you all for this the word of just sharing what is going on through Peacemakers and the Faith Works and Project Transformation, all the different various areas of mission. And we get, and it's cool, we get to be a part of that today after the service. There's so many different ways to share. Any last words for us before we conclude? Is this something you would invite others to consider being a part of? It sounds like it's been incredibly enriching for you all. So anyway, Thank you so much. Let's thank these that have come. And this is a way that, again, as the beloved children of God, daughters and sons of God, we get to share that love with others. And there's nothing better in the world. When the final analysis, it's the love that you share that makes a difference. So thank you for all the ways. Sometimes you may not realize the impact you have. That conversation, that word of encouragement, that simple act, you don't always know what the difference you're making. I believe someday in heaven we're going to find out, we're going to hear a lot of stories of how you made a difference through simply, as a daughter of God, as a son of God, through Jesus Christ, sharing God's love with someone else. So thank you for the ways that your faith is coming alive. What an exciting time to be a part of this community of faith as we celebrate being the first church that shared the love of God through Jesus Christ with this community by sharing the love of God through Jesus Christ in acts of service in this community today and beyond as we look toward next Sunday and our celebration of 140 years. And so thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious God, thank you so much for your love for us, even when we don't feel like it. We don't always feel that you love us, but you love us and have offered yourself fully through Jesus on the cross and in the empty tomb, and that you have poured out your Spirit upon your church. May we receive your Spirit afresh this day, your love afresh this day, and may your love within us be expressed by faith in acts of loving service to others. We thank you for how you are at work in all of our lives for good in this world. And we offer ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen.